You're listening to Radiola with Andy Sr.
By golly, Mike, every time I see you, you're getting fatter and fatter. Why don't you take exercises?
What do you mean, exercise?
Did you ever play baseball?
Sure, that's the same as you play chicken crooked.
The same thing, only different. In baseball, there are 9 men on a side and an umpire.
What side is the umpire on?
He's always on the wrong side. When the players can't decide who is right, then they call the umpire.
What do they call him?
I'm ashamed to tell you. You see, after the players hit the ball, he runs for first base.
Does the umpire have to run for a base?
No, but sometimes he's got to run for his life. The most important thing in the baseball is the pitcher.
Oh, that's in case the players get thirsty.
No.
Well, ain't the pitcher filled with water?
No, but sometimes it's filled with beer. Don't you understand? The pitcher throws the ball to the catcher past the batter.
The water?
The batter, the fellow who tries to hit the ball.
But suppose he don't hit it?
Then the umpire calls a strike.
Oh, then every union man must quit his job.
There ain't no union in this.
Well, what does the umpire call a strike for?
Just because the batter let the ball go by him.
Would he let a high ball go by him?
That wouldn't be a strike. That would be an impossibility. After the batter hits the ball, everybody looks up in the air.
What do they look up in the air for?
They are watching the pitcher trying to catch the fly.
Why don't they use fly paper?
It ain't that kind of a fly.
I don't know one kind of a fly from another.
When the ball goes up in the air straight, it's called a fly. Unless it goes behind the batter, then it's a foul.
First it's a fly, then it's a foul. I suppose after a while it's a sausage.
Sometimes it happens that one of the batters make a home run.
What does he run home for?
He don't run home. He runs around the bases and puts his foot on the plate.
Now, I wouldn't eat out of such a plate after he puts his foot in it.
There ain't any eating in this game.
Then I don't want to play. All right, I play if you let me be the pitcher.
I'll even do better. I let you be the umpire. Because when 30,000 people yell, "Kill the umpire," I laugh myself to death.
Hey, what do they call a home team?
Every big city like New York, Philadelphia, Boston, Chicago boasts of a baseball team that's named after it.
Does St. Louis boast of such a team?
It's got one, but it don't boast of it.
Why I look so cheerful, what makes me grin from day to day. Just cuddle near, you'll get an earful, just why I feel this way. I'm so happy, watch me smile, oh so happy all the while. You should try it, I'm on a diet of love. Breakfast kisses, such a bunch, sweet embraces for your lunch. It's a riot, I'm on a diet of love. One thing that makes it great, you can have more than your share. It don't affect your weight when you have that bill of fare. Of sweetness, hugs for dinner, never hurt, and some petting for dessert. You should try it, I'm on a diet of love. When I first heard about a diet, I thought for me it wouldn't do. Now all I ask is peace and quiet, and you to see me through. All the while, you should try it, I'm on a diet of love. Breakfast kisses, such a bunch, sweet embraces for your lunch. It's a riot, I'm on a diet. diet of love. One thing that makes it great, you can have more than your share. It don't affect your weight when you have that bill of fare. Of sweetness, hug for dinner, never hurt, and some petting for dessert. You should try it, I'm on a diet of love.
It's burning daylight, put out the lamplight, here comes a newborn day. You've got to say goodbye to all your dreamin', the night has passed away. The sunbeams are dancing and laughing with glee, the leaves on the trees waving howdy to me. It seems like the whole world's a big jubilee. Wake up, chillin', wake up. The love song of nature caressing your ear will tell you that springtime is hovering near. The spirit of gladness is bringing good cheer. Wake up, chillin', wake up. Each golden hour treated like a treasure rare. Love is in power, now's the time to give your share. The river is singing and I'm singing too. The dream clouds are drifting away in the blue. The voice of the morning is calling to you. Wake up, chillin', wake up.
Yeah, here it's Radiola again, another week in exile. I'm Andy Sr. trying to while away the time here in my iron mask, like the the man of the same name. I always get him confused with the Count of Monte Cristo, but yes, we're definitely out of the public view for the time being, which may not be such a bad thing after all. But I am reliably informed that broadcasting will begin again on WHCL, perhaps as early as mid-August. So sit tight, we're coming back. But this is internet only today, and this I'm on a diet of love is the putative theme of this particular program. We began with Weber and Fields, the Immortals, Joe Weber and Lou Fields, from 1916 baseball game. You know, I just love it when people tell me I should take exercise, but that's still a funny bit. Somebody told me I should do that this week, but we had some words, indeed. Leighton and Johnstone from 1930, I'm on a diet of love, and that's about all I can do because that's non-fat, of course. Anything else, you know, I'm eating like Gandhi this week. So if I start to sound enlightened, it may be just that. And our theme, Willard Robeson, Wake Up Chillin', Wake Up, from 1929. Yes, this is a non-fat edition of Radiola, and we're going to see how long that lasts. Continuing, we have the Society Serenaders. In 1930, Lady Play Your Mandolin. And you'll hear why.
Lady, play your mandolin. Lady, let that tune begin. When you sing your song of sin, I'm a sinner too. Lady, when you play for me, night turns into day for me. And though angels pray for me, I belong to you. Senorita, sweet Chiquita, I could eat your heart. Aha, aha. Lady, play your mandolin. Lady, sing your song of sin. Though I fear you, let me hear you play. Play your mandolin.
Thank you.
That's the High Hatters. The High Hatters, Leonard Joy conducting, Frank Luther on the vocal in 1929. Look for the Silver Lining, and I've been trying to do that. That's the best I can do. There is a silver lining somewhere. It might be. Just got to keep looking for it. It's somewhere in there. And before that, I love that accordion in there. I just think that adds such a I love the sound of that. I don't know why. It just adds a little sprightliness to an arrangement. It makes it seem less glum if you've got an accordionist in the band. Before that, Dubin's Dandies and Adrian Schubert Organization, recording for the Plaza series of labels in 1929. Jerry White on the vocal. What Will I Do Without You, Sweetheart? 1929. And, yeah... What am I doing? Well, I'm doing without a lot, so one more thing wouldn't hurt a bit. And beginning with the Society Serenaders, I'm not sure who these guys are, but in 1930, Lady Play Your Mandolin. I could eat your heart. I could eat a horse, but it's not on my diet, so it ain't going to happen, gang. It just ain't going to happen. This is Radiola, a very hungry Radiola indeed, and we're going to continue now. This goes out to the codger. Oh yeah. I know the Brock sisters are a particular favorite of his, so and if you want to check his stuff out, I believe there's a link on Radiola blog, and there's a new show that just came out I think last week. If you want to listen to that, you by all means you should listen to his programs. They're he says a lot of things I would say if I could get away with it, but you got to listen to that. the old codger on WFMU. But here are the Brock Sisters in 1925. Very upbeat stuff, too. Kentucky's way of saying good morning.
They're glad to see you back again, and they'll hate to see you go. I like the folks who say goodbye with just a little heartfelt sigh. But most of all, I like the way Kentucky greets each newborn day. Good morning, the bees are humming. Morning, a new day coming. Morning, your heart's drum drumming. Wake up, and see the sunbeams that come a-peeping, saying, no time for sleeping. Get out and set out to wander those hills out yonder. Say, folks, were you ever in Kentucky in July wandering? Say, folks, if you've ever been, you're going back soon, where the sun shines bright with a howdy do to welcome you. That's old Kentucky's way of saying good morning. Sleep no more, my lady.
Not a day, not a night. No, sir, no one can steal her now. even rain looks like sunshine. I'm so happy today. A cyclone could come along and blow me away, but I wouldn't care. I'm walking on air in that certain party that I love you.
I'm just breezing along with the breeze, 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 breeze. I'm just breezing along with the breeze, trailing the rails, roaming the seas, like the birdies that sing in the trees, breezing to live. The sky is the only roof I have over my head, and when I'm weary, Mother Nature makes me a bed. I'm just going along as I please, breezing along with the breeze.
I'm breezing along with the breeze.
I have been a rover since I was a child. No one to love or care for me.
No one to love or care for me.
Not around or over. Kind of grew up wild. My home's wherever I may be.
Be, 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 be.
Just breezing along with the breeze, trailing the rails, roaming the seas,
like a vagabond,
like the birdies that sing in the trees, pleasing to live, living to please.
The sky is the only roof I have over my head. And when I'm weary, Mother Nature makes me a bed.
I'm just going along as I please,
just
breezing along with the breeze, the breeze, the breeze.
And what can you say about the Revelers? They just, I need to play that every once in a while. I've been feeling that way. I'm feeling a great deal breezier, and it isn't just the high fiber. It's just my mood has been, it's been better. It's been better because of that. And that was from 1926. Before that, we had Kitty O'Connor, The Girl Baritone, I'm Walking on Air, 1927. Nice. I like those. The other side we played last week is great also. I like that, though. She's very, it's not quite in her deep baritone range. It's more in the almost Eileen Stanley territory. And I just, I like that sound. I'm sorry. I just dig it. Beginning with the Brock Sisters. Before the Boswells, there were the Brockses. And Kentucky's Way of Saying Good Morning from 1925. This is Radiola, and we're going to continue. I'm Andy Sr. playing this stuff for you. We're going to continue here in exile, recording from Radiola Manor, deep in the in the hidden bunker underneath Radiola Manor, I should say. We have some acoustic recordings, and this is obviously this is what I've been thinking about all week. This is non-fat, by the way, so I can easily play these. Here are the Columbians in 1923 with Applesauce.
Thank you.
Paul Whiteman in 1924 off a Victor, and I think I've got the speed correct on that. Where's My Sweetie Hiding? I don't know, those Victors, they wanted to go slow for a while, and then they went, then everybody went fast, and everybody was the speeds. You know, 78 is just a, it's just a, it's just a misnomer in so many cases. So that was Where's My Sweetie Hiding, 1924. Beginning before that with the Marimbaphone Band, and I love all those, all that, those wooden instruments, all those mallets in there, and they're playing it, playing a lot of stuff there. I don't know how many marimba players are in there and xylophonists, but there would seem to be some. From 1918, There's a Lump of Sugar Down in Dixie. Well, as long as it's cane sugar and not, you know, high fructose corn syrup, I guess we're okay. Beginning with the Colombians and applesauce. Again, stay away from the corn syrup. That was from 1923. We're going to continue on. Speaking of my diet and the which I don't want to get into too deeply, but it was necessary for certain reasons. I finally figured out what was wrong with me. Now, other than the obvious things that would be wrong, obvious to everyone else. I'm grieving for cheese and pizza and gravy and, you know. And here's Marion Harris in 1920, grieving for you.
Oh, homeless and left all alone. Why don't you turn to the right, old pal? There's always a road leading home. I have a few words of comfort to say to you and others whom fate led astray. Don't be afraid to come home. Those who love you won't turn you away. Though you've made the mistake that thousands have made, whatever you've done, you've paid and you've paid. Don't think there's no one who cares, though they shun you wherever you roam. For if God can forgive you, then why shouldn't I? Don't be afraid.
Two things I always shirk. The first thing is a cake of soap, the other one is work. My life to me is just a spree, I'm always on a lark. Somebody said you're just a bum, I don't like that remark. Who said I was a bum? Who said I was a bum? I haven't worked for 20 years, I guess I'm not so dumb. And as I tramp along the road, the people hear me hum. I know I'm a hobo, but who said I was a bum? I must admit I never fit in any job and say, whenever I see a pile of wood, I look the other way. I haven't shaved in many a year, I really am afraid, because I fear my wire beard would break the razor blade. The other day, while on my way, a cop gave me a chase. I thought I heard him holler, take that mattress off your face. Who said I was a bum? Who said I was a bum? I'm just an easy-going guy and things are easy come. I bum a nickel now and then to keep me full of rum. I know I'm a hobo, but who said I was a bum? My coat is worn, my shoes are torn, there's holes in both my toes. And what is worse, I always nurse a blossom on my nose. And with a glance, you'll see my pants are baggy at the knees. They're worn so thin, I feel the wind blow through my VVDs. Now, there ain't nothing worries me, I'm mighty glad of that. There's never nothing on my mind except a dirty hat. Who said I was a bum? Who said I was a bum? Don't think that I'm a lonesome guy because I look so glum. I've got a lot of cootie friends that keep me on the hum. I know I'm a hobo, but who said I was a bum? I travel in the best of style, no matter what the race. I ride the rods on Pullman cars, sometimes I ride the freights. I always eat the finest food, I always ask for more. I mean the kind of food they hand me out the kitchen door. From coast to coast, no bum can boast such popularity. Wherever I stop, I find a cop that's waiting to welcome me. Oh, who said I was a bum? Who said I was a bum? Now I've been thrown in many a jail, they've thrown me out of some. I never worked, I never want, and I never will buy gum. I know I'm a hobo, but who said I was a bum?
And there's Wendell Hall. That set took an ugly turn, didn't it? We began with Wendell Hall, Who Said I Was a Bum? 1928, Who Said I Was a Bum? I'll tell you who said I was a bum. I'll give you specific names if you want them, but you'll have to get in touch with me. Suffice it to say, it's people that know me all too well from ages past. And those are the people who also said, don't be afraid to come home. Irving Kaufman in 1925, off in Old Harmony. Be very afraid to come home. That's what I would say. And I'm playing that for obvious ironic effect. But, yes, home is where the heart is. Isn't that so, gang? I have to feel that way. You know, it's also where the verbal abuse is, too. Before that, Marion Harris, 1920, Grieving for You. And this is Radiola, and I'm trying to thicken my hide, even though I'm trying to reduce it at the same time. I don't know how that's possible. How can you thicken your hide and thin it at the same time? It's almost, it would seem to be a paradox, a most ingenious paradox, in fact. And that would seem to be a reference to Gilbert and Sullivan. Speaking of which, here on Radiola, we have some Gilbert and Sullivan. Who knew? I guess I was leading toward that. The Brunswick Light Opera Company, in 1928, issued a four-part series of Patience. And Patience is not only a virtue, it's also my favorite work of theirs. And there is some great stuff here, and it is also pertinent to the topic at hand. But for those who wish to hear some great music, here is the Brunswick tabloid version of parts 3 and 4 of Patience.
Of the air, wing by sun and all, diddle will rank as a niddle if I pronounce it safe.
A most intentional man, a thoughtful idea man, an ethical, ethical, stupid, aesthetical, unapologetic man.
Conceive me if you can, an everyday young man, a commonplace type with a stick and a pipe and a half-bred black and tan, who thinks suburban hops more fun than Monday pops, who's fond of his dinner and doesn't get thinner on bottled beer and chops.